life, despite everything that happened. Good, bad, and other. Aaliyah didn't feel the same way. She hated everything I'd been through. She'd recently thrown all her pink clothing to the back of her wardrobe. Larissa, my other best friend, pushed her petite body past Aaliyah and ran her gaze over me.
Perfect, she declared,
a hint of fang flashing. She'd been feeding more frequently lately, and it had brought a healthier glow to her skin. It also meant her fangs were out more. When she stepped aside, I let my gaze rest on the supernatural propped casually against the frame of the door. Like every time I'd stared at him, my stomach twisted and my heart clenched. Asher took my breath away, in the most cliched love-at-first-sight kind of way.
Hey,
he said softly, straightening and ducking his head to step into the bathroom. He was so tall that even the doorways at the Supernatural Academy did not accommodate him. Hey, I replied, stepping toward him. I could feel the smirks that were no doubt on my friends' faces, always teasing me about how dick-whipped I was, but I ignored them. Asher had all my focus. His hand came up and cupped my cheek, thumb rubbing across my skin as his eyes devoured me intently. The other hand tangled in my smooth hair, and he leaned in to breathe me in.
You still smell like my Madison,
he said softly. And he still smelled like ocean and fresh air and home.
Yep,
I replied, a little breathless. The dye smell never seems to linger in my hair. When our bodies were close like this, I could think of nothing except touching him. He pulled back so our eyes could meet.
I love the purple,
he said roughly, just before his lips pressed into mine. It was a searing, branding sort of kiss that he took his time with, and I lost all concept of anything except Asher. It wasn't until a throat cleared behind us that I even remembered we weren't alone.
I need to get laid, Aaliyah said,
and I peeked around Asher to see her fanning her face. Asher flashed that dimpled grin.
You know Kaylin is the soup for that job, he said.
Aaliyah's return grin was broad and satisfied. Oh yeah, I know all too well. Her smile faded. But it's starting to get a little tangled. Maybe I'd be better off searching for someone with fewer friends in common for this year. And definitely no Josh. Aaliyah had fallen pretty hard for a shifter last year, but their differences had torn them apart. She said she was over Josh, and I believed her, especially since she'd spent the last half of the year sleeping with Kaylin, one of the Atlantean Five and Asher's best friend. But now Aaliyah was running from him, too. I was starting to see that it was my best friend with the commitment issue, bailing whenever things got serious. All this time, I thought it would be Kaylin, who loved to hit on anything with two legs, who would fuck it up. But nope, he was somehow more into Aaliyah than I'd ever seen him be into anyone. At least in the 12 months I'd known him.
We should get to the party, Larissa reminded us.
The Atlantean-run New Year's Eve party was raging somewhere in the academy. School had been over for almost 2 weeks, and we were due to start classes on the 2nd of January. I was excited for all the new learning, and for the next adventure that would take us back to the waters off Greece. Sure, we were heading there because the mythical Atlantis was supposed to rise, bringing with it unknown dangers and misfortune, one of which was a possible sacrifice on my part, but hey, whose life was perfect? Chapter 2. Asher and I didn't stay long at the dance, despite it having an awesome live band, flowing alcohol, and Kaylin doing the Macarena on the stage. They'd been studying human dances, trying to create a birthday-slash-New-Year's-Eve party that felt familiar to me, and I didn't have the heart to tell them that I'd never been much for dances in my old life. However, it was well worth the entertainment value to watch the 90s reappear. Asher wrapped his arms around me as we headed toward the exit.
I have a surprise for you,
he said, his voice low and rumbly.
I haven't had a chance to give you your present yet.
I shook my head. You know I don't need anything. I've never even celebrated a birthday before.
Trust me, this has been more than enough.